Good evening, bartender. I'll have a shot of whiskey. And whatever the cutie to my right orders next is on me. Well, hello there. What is someone as stunning as yourself doing sitting here all alone? I see. You got stood up. That's unfortunate. I can't imagine that it's a common occurrence for you, though. It is. That's surprising. I would think that potential dates would be all eager for a chance with a person of your looks. You recognize me? Oh, come on. The chances of that are... Why are you crying? I remind you of a friend who died 2 years ago? Yes, well, that's not much of a coincidence. I didn't recognize you at first, since you look so different, but we used to be best friends. Look, I get that this is weird. It's hard to explain. Come here, and rest your head on my shoulder. Let's go outside. I have something to tell you. You see, I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. When I died 2 years ago, the Death at that time was looking to retire to the afterlife. He chose me to take his place. Now, I guide souls to the afterlife, alongside a number of other Reapers. I'm sorry you thought I was dead. I mean, technically I am, and I'm not supposed to reveal this, but you're special to me. And when you realized who I was, I knew I couldn't keep this from you. It's good to see you this happy. You really took my death hard, huh? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm here for you now. Do you want to go back in and have a few more drinks, or maybe go for a walk? I could always head back to my place. Fair enough. Sobering up to make sure you aren't imagining me sounds all right. There's a park not too far away that we can walk to if you'd like. So, what have you been up to the past couple of years? And what made you move all the way out here? Wait, really? Your partner at the time dragged you out here and then abandoned you for someone else? God, that's awful. What a complete ass. You deserve so much better than people that'll just leave you like that. No, it isn't your fault. This is why I was so scared of leaving you behind. You just never fight for yourself. You'll do anything when anyone else is suffering, but when someone else fucks you over, suddenly it's your burden to bear alone. Yeah, I know. There's nothing either of us can do about what happened, but from now on, come to me with your problems, okay? I know I'm probably not supposed to be keeping in contact with you, but you're my friend. And when I'm not working, I'm allowed to do what I want with my free time. So I'll be spending at least some of it with you, so long as you're okay with that. Good. Why am I here? Well, as Death, I'm supposed to move to an area where people aren't likely to recognize me. So I chose here. I warp where I need to for work, but it's nice to have a place to consistently come back to at night. Why here? Well, the people are mostly nice, and there are a lot of people around our age here. I know I'm probably not supposed to date, but it gets lonely not having anyone. No, I've not had any luck. It's hard when there's a whole part of your life that you can't tell people about. Because if you do, you know, they'd either think you're crazy or be scared of you and leave. I think that's part of why I told you. I mean, since you recognized me, I figured you were probably already thinking I was back from the dead or something, so the truth isn't much of a stretch from there. Hey, can I tell you something? I always had a huge crush on you. I know I slept around a lot back then, but that was because I never had the courage to tell you. Yes, I know how stupid that is, considering you've seen how dominant I can be in relationships, but I was terrified of losing you. And then I died. For the past 2 years, I've felt a lot of regret. Regret that things didn't go differently. That I couldn't be there for people when they needed me. Regret that I never told you what you meant to me. As a friend and as so much more than that. To have this opportunity, I can't go on without telling you that you're amazing, and gorgeous, and talented, and you're the kindest person I know. I need you to know that the times we spent together were the best times of my life. Every day since then, I'd think of you and hope you were okay. I wanted so badly to find you, but I just couldn't. I guess I'm trying to say that you're incredible, and I've always loved you. If you don't feel the same way about me, I get that. And I hope that we can at least stay friends. I've made things awkward now, haven't I? No? Well, I just poured my heart out and you're not saying anything, so I'm pretty sure I have. You feel the same way? That's amazing. I love you, and I'm so glad you love me too. Hey, why are you turning away from me? Is there something wrong? You're scared that I'm going to leave again. I won't do that. I promise you right now that I absolutely will not ever leave you again unless you specifically want me to. And even once you find yourself dead one day, I will guide you to wherever it is you wish to be. Whether that is the afterlife, or if you want to become a reaper like me. I will stay with you no matter what choice you make. As much as there are rules against me keeping in contact with people I knew during my life, exceptions are allowed, and I won't let anything get in the way of being here with you again. Okay? So do you want to go back to my place? You're welcome to stay the night. Good. I'm keeping you in this embrace for the rest of the night. Or at least once we get back there. Really? The embrace of death? Ugh, you're such a dork. Yes. Yes, that was an awful joke. But that's just part of what I love about you. Now come on. Let's go so we can cuddle.